broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Buddy, this is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, this morning we've got a regular edition of the program, 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music all coming your way, culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great recordings. With me this morning to bring it to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here with you all once again. So yeah, another great show for you. Lots of good stuff over the next couple weeks. So what are we going to start with?
All right. Well, here's the Toronto Boys Choir recorded back in 1974 from the Psalms recited during the Kabbalah Shabbos service on Friday nights. Zamru Lad Hashem, sing unto the Lord. Hear the Toronto Boys Choir. They recorded back in 1974, one of the great Hasidic choirs of the 1970s and 80s, the Toronto Boys Choir and Zamrul Adashem from the Kabbalah Shabbos service. I messed that up twice and can't say it. I know how to lead it, but I don't know how to say it. See, that's where you get messed up. In any event, from the Kabbalah Shabbos service, there we go, Zamrul Adashem, sing unto the Lord. Well, I want to remind you again about the over-the-air broadcast times and stations for the program. Heard on our great network of stations, WYRE 8, 10 a.m. Annapolis, WKHZ 1460 in Easton, and WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, covering very nicely the upper northeast quadrant of the state of Maryland with a very fine signal. So if you happen to be in those areas on Sunday mornings, check out the program the old-fashioned way on the stations of the network, the Washington Jewish Radio Network. Well, here's more Hasidic music. We'll stay in the Commonwealth. Here's the London School of Jewish Song, recorded back in 1988. Lines from Psalm 92, which is recited on Shabbos. Alei Asar, and talking about the HaHashem selected and blessed the Shabbos day. Here's the London School of Jewish Song.
Thank you.
They recorded back in 1988. They're the London School of Jewish Song, and the piece called Alei Asar from Psalm 92. But of course, the refrain, Magadlu Masecha, telling Hashem how great are His works. And of course, that's Psalm 92, which is recited on Shabbos. And hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, the next portion of the program, a selection of the beautiful music of Israel, brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Doing it all remotely these days because of the pandemic, but you can give him a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999, and they'll get it done for you. The Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware in Judaica has been getting it done for over the past 30 years. So check them out, the great Israeli accents. Well, here's a kind of historical one for this week. This was recorded back in 1972, sung by Shlomo Artzi, a very fine Israeli singer of the period. This was the roughly 12 or 13 years in which the Sinai Peninsula was in the hands of Israel. They captured it in the Six-Day War and then had to return it back to Egypt in 1979 as part of the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. And that was not a universally liked policy, but I guess in the end it probably was a good idea. The peace has stood the test of time, and peace is always better than anything else for sure. So here from 1972, a song called Hashir al Eretz Sinai, the Song of the Land of Sinai, by the great Shlomo Artzi.
הגדול במדבר אהיינה אני הנוסע השם העובר בדרכי האפר השיר על ארץ סיני אבק המדבר מתערב בשערי נדבק בבגדי ומזהיב את אורי וליבי הולך אחר עיניי אני גדלתי בארץ קטנה על כן שירים מלא תדהמה אני גדלתי בארץ קטנה על כן שירים מלא תדהמה או אדירים המישורים שטופי השמש הקיצית כאלה לא ראיתי מעודי או אדירים הם ההרים העשויים סלעי גרנים כאלה לא ראיתי מעודי השיר על ארץ סיני הוא שיר הפגישה עם אנשי המדבר אהיינה שופר לאנשי המשמר היושבים לאורכה של גבעת העפר השיר על ארץ סיני אבק המדבר מתערב בשערם נדבק בבגדם ומזהיב את אורם בידיהם פגיעות בכלי משקל אני גדלתי בבית קטון על כן שירי מלא תימהון אני גדלתי בבית קטון על כן שירי מלא תימהון כה אדירים הביצורים בקצה הארץ החמה כאלה לא ראיתי מעודי המשכנות החפורים במעבי האדמה כאלה לא ראיתי מעודי אני בגרתי בארץ הזאת ועצב בשיר הלום המראות אני בגרתי בארץ הזאת ועצב בשיר הלום המראות כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה ועל חרבה תחיה ועל חרבה כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה על כן השיר מהול גם בתוגם. כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה, כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה, ועל חרבה תחיה ועל חרבה. כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה, כי מלחמתה כה ארוכה, על כן השיר מהול גם בתוגם.
They recorded back in 1972 in a different era there, the Shlomo Artzi. Yep. It was the in those days, in the early 70s, it was just known as the Israel Song Festival, and then they started to release albums under the title of the Pre-Eurovision Festival. But either way, we got them all from the 70s and the 80s, and we enjoy feature. People love these on the Israeli feature, so happy to oblige for sure. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got his first selection this morning, so let's go to that right now.
All right, well, we are going to continue now. Now, this one from the aughts. Here is Kobe Peretz. This is a song that really shot him up onto the map and went right to number one and really made his career for him. This one, a song called Balbili Oto.
Balbili Oto Tosilo Heshbon Balbili Oto עד שלא יוכל לישון בלבלי אותו כמו שבלבלת אותי בלבלי אותו בלבלי כמה פעמים אני אנשים הוא נשבע לך שהוא מרגיש כך בגללך כל הזמן הוא מבטיח שלא יפגע בך או בליבך בלבלי אותו אל תעשי לו חשבון בלבלי אותו עד שלא יוכל לישון בלבלי אותו כמו שבלבל Oh,
And there you had it. Kobe Parrots with the breakout song of his from back in the aughts, as we say. And that one, of course, Balbelioto.
Very nice. Well, let's continue now with the 78 groove. Here's a nice recording by the Barry Sisters when they were still known by their given name of the Bagelman Sisters. And they recorded a series for RCA Victor in the late 1930s and very early 1940s before the recording industry in the United States really kind of shut down during World War II. Shellac and other materials that records were made of in those days were needed for the war effort, so precious few recordings were made during the war years. Anyhow, this is a particular series recorded for RCA Victor, this one from 1939, just as the Barry Sisters were really getting started in their career. A song called Abia Kentansen, As Long As He Can Dance, That's All You Need. Here are the Barry Sisters.
Mädel, ich will auch suchen, es ist interessant. Männer kicken nicht auf schöne Kleidler, ihr mögt eine Brunette, geht sie ab Land. Und so geht die Männer-Tochter mein, als sie sich da Bucher her sich ein. Ihr darf mit Huben kein Bombegeld, hab ich ihr kennt tanzen. Mis mit Huben, a schön gezählt, a Bier kennt tanzen. Kein Heuchelbucher darf er gar nicht sein, sein Nuschen mis mit Klingen zicker süß. A Philistiner darf er nicht zum Kaien, a so lang er kennt Schocklin mit die Fies. Er mag im Ganzen sein Seier mit. A Bier kennt tanzen. Pass auf die Augen, der kriegt was für. A Bier kennt tanzen. In er mit Kleidlein, wie jener fährt. A Bier kennt tanzen. Er muss nicht wissen, wie du zwei und zwei ist. Er müsse sein der Klickster in dem Land. Er mag Huppen, Mustaches oder Peis. As long as he can dance, that's all you want. Und gegen Suchen, sein Klingverstand. Ab wie er kennt tanzen.
Kimmer her, Töpferl mein, das doch also bist verliebt.
Ja, rund, rund, um Mami, schön, johoho.
Zeg maar, heb je daar schijner boeken?
Nee, trot, trot, om mamme schijner heen.
Nee, geen schijner, was je dan een fijner?
Nee, 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 nee.
Nee, geen fijner, was je eerst rijk?
Nee, nee, nee.
Nee, geen rijker, was je best me schijgen?
Jo, 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 jo.
Was hast die der zenen in? Zoek me gelijk.
Wie mamme teire, wenn die zo zijn.
Oy, gullish!
Drop a param, drop a para, bibi bibi, yer can tanzen. Wak wak param, wak wak para, bibi bibi, yer can tanzen.
Hey, olive, neem, sadek, neem, oy,
tanzen is git wut git in suchen, sein klein verstand. A beer can't tanzen.
Try, try, choo-choo the atom. Try, try,
They recorded for RCA Victor in New York back in 1939 at the outset of their fabulous career. The Great Barry Sisters, still billed by their given name of the Bagelman Sisters, and a song called Abir Cantansen. As long as he can dance, doesn't matter if he doesn't have any money, doesn't matter if he's not handsome, and even a very obscure Yiddish word, even if he has kasukel eigen, which means that he's cross-eyed, none of it matters. As long as he can dance, then that's all you want. So the Great Barry Sisters, and hope very much you enjoyed that very rare recording from 1939 on the RCA Victor label. Well, let's continue now. Here's the late Shimon Kugel, a very fine Chazan and Hasidic artist who made a number of recordings back in the 70s and 80s, passed away just a few years ago, and here a song called Kol Mitzalot. Here's the late Shimon Kugel.
Yorim unayorim Mimishtei Liginosom Moe koin mitzal Lois chatanim Ayin mechu Posom Unayorim 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 Mimishtei Liginosom Unayorim 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 Mimishtei Liginosom
Recorded back in 1985, the late Shimon Kugel and Kol Mitzalot. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you by the KHZ Network. Don't forget, when you get finished listening to the program on the stage of the network, leave the radio on for the KHZ Network. 40 years of Top 40 and all today's modern hits can be found on the KHZ Network, available on the internet as well at khztv.com. A complete multimedia presentation featuring music videos and lots of other great content in addition to the regular over-the-air signal. The KHZ Radio Network and KHZ TV, founded by our friend and dear friend, the late Bill Paris, and operated today by his family, and Ben and I appreciate all their support on the program. That's the KHZ Network, available on the internet at khztv.com. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here we have a nice one. This from the Wedding Blessings. Here is Derech Achim with the song Mivan Siach.
Thank you. מיבון ציח שוישן חויכים אהב אז קלום סויס תוידי מיבון ציח שוישן חויכים אהב אז קלום
Derech Achim, and that a nice song called Mi Vansiach from The Wedding Blessings.
Absolutely, very nice at that. Well, let's go on now to our first half cantora. On this week's first half cantora, Chasson, I haven't played in a while, and I rectify that omission. One of the most well-known Chazanim in America in the 1930s and 40s and early 50s, who had terrible, terrible, tragic life, and yet was one of the foremost Chazanim really in America and around the world, the late Cantor Ben Zion Kopp of Kagan. He was born in 1899 in Romny, which was in the Poltava province somewhere in the Ukraine. He was one of 11 children. He had 9 brothers and 1 sister. And unfortunately, there was some plague or something in the starvation after World War I, and all 9 of his brothers died. And he was left to basically alone. His father had died, and he ended up supporting his family by becoming a chazan. He was very well received. And then the communists came, and then they went after him. He was in Odessa, and you know the what they called in Russian the Yevtsexia were the people who tried to stamp out all religious observance. He was imprisoned. He was tortured. And finally, they let him out. He had a wife and a child, and he was able to secure a visa to the United States in 1934 with the help of the great Alexander Olshanetsky, the famous composer and conductor. And they got the one visa, and then they were supposed to get more for his wife and his son, and he had already left for America, and then it fell through. The Russians, Soviet government would not allow any further immigration. His wife and child were trapped in the Soviet Union, and he never saw them again. And he ended up in New York. He davened at several of the large, prestigious congregations in New York, and passed away in 1953 of cancer at the age of only 53 years old. But very, very fondly remembered. He cut a series of recordings again for RCA Victor in the late 1930s. This one of the most famous ones, the Kiddush for Shabbos, recorded for RCA Victor in 1938. Here's the late Kenner, Ben Zion, Cup of Kagan.
Zeicher, Zeicher, Zeicher. aus mit Reue.
They're recorded for RCA Victor back in 1938, one of the famous recordings by the late Kenner Ben Zion Kop of Kagan, who passed away back in 1953, and very fondly remembered by lovers of Chazanis, and especially given the awful tragic circumstances of his life, the fact that he was able to sing like that and have a career that he had is really amazing when you think about it. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's continue now. Speaking of the aforementioned Mr. Ben, he's got his next selections. Let's go to that right now.
Sure. Well, let's continue on now. Here a real nice one. Here is Benny Friedman with Ashira Lashem.
בחסדך בטחתי, ואני בחסדך בטחתי, יגל ליבי, ליבי בישועתך. ואני בחסדך בטחתי, ואני בחסדך בטחתי, יגל ליבי, ליבי בישועתך. אשיר על השם, נה נה נהי נה נהי, אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי, ואני ואני בחסדך בטחתי. אשיר על השם, נה נה נהי נה נהי, אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי, ואני ואני בחסדך בטחתי. אשיר על השם, נה נה נהי נה נהי, אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי, ואני ואני בחסדך בטחתי. אשיר על השם, נה נה נהי נה נהי, אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי, ואני ואני בחסדך בטחתי.
בחסדך בטחתי. And there you had it, Benny Friedman, in that one called Ashira Lashem.
That was very nice at that. Now, he's good, Benny Friedman, no question about it.
Yeah, he definitely is. It runs in the family.
Yes, it does, for sure. Well, let's continue now. How about some comedy? Let's start off on the comedy time with Schlock Rock. This is a spoof of a monster hit from the early 1970s called Smoke on the Water by the band Deep Purple. It had one of the four or five in the rock era most instantaneously recognizable guitar openings.
Yeah, that's also the guitar riff that they teach you as like the very first lesson in guitar lessons. So anybody who has ever taken guitar lessons or anybody who has a child who has taken guitar lessons has heard those bars over and over and over again.
Well, you're about to hear them again, but in this case, coming from Schlock Rock and a spoof of it called Smoke from the Altar. Let's take a listen.
And now, Schlock Rock's Jewish History Time Portal is proud to present Stories of the Prophets with Coach K.
It was a tough time in the land of Israel. See, it hadn't rained for 3 years. Eliyahu Hanavi, otherwise known as Elijah, had his hands full with the Jewish people. King Ahab and his wife Jezebel, you might know her as Jezebel, had most of the Israelites just plain doing bad in the eyes of God. They're worshiping idols, specifically the idol Baal. Not only that, but Ahab and Jezebel had their own false prophets, and they were persecuting the real prophets of God big time. Why, if it wasn't for Ovadiah, the true prophet himself, who hid the real prophets in the cave, well, who knows what would have happened? Now God sends Eliyahu a message. It's time to end this drought. Get everyone to Mount Carmel. We'll pick up the story right here.
We all came to Mount Carmel, and we looked at the skyline, praying for rain was in our profile, had none for 3 years' time. King Ahab and his false prophets, and all Israel gathered round to see who was the real God. A test would take place on this ground.
From the sky, smoke from
Their Schlock Rock recorded back in 2010, and a spoof of the famous Deep Purple song Smoke on the Water, and that was called Smoke from the Altar. And you know, Ben, when that song came out, So of course, you know, in those days, you know, there was very little that you could listen to in the car except the radio.
Right.
And they played that song all day and all night. It was a monster hit. It was number one, like, you know, for forever. But, well, let's continue. Here's more comedy. Now, here the Rechnitzer Rejects, really was Martin Davidson and Seymour Rockoff, the late Seymour Rockoff, I should say, recorded back in 1982, a spoof of the famous Gershwin song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and this one called Let's Call the Holy Rove.
You say a chuppah.
I say a chippa.
You say moshuga.
I say meshiga.
A chuppa.
A chippa.
You must be
meshiga.
Let's call the holy rav. You say a kugel.
I say a kiggle.
You say a noodle.
I say a needle.
Bal tshuva.
Bal tshuva.
I'm going
meshiga.
Let's call the whole thing off. I say I'm idle.
You say I'm idle.
I say I'm makele.
You say I'm Michael.
A makele.
A Michael.
I'm losing
my shaykhel.
Let's call the holy rav. You say ishtus.
I say it's this.
You want to shoot.
I say you'll miss.
A chuppa.
A chippa.
Just look at
the shviga.
Let's call the whole thing God.
They recorded back in 1982, the second of seven or eight albums that they recorded, the Rechnitzer Rejects, and a spoof of the old Gershwin song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and that was called Let's Call the Holy Rove. Well, time for us to step aside with a mid-break, then we'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program. Stay tuned, we're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
And you're listening to WYRE 810 AM Annapolis, WKHZ 1460 in Easton, and WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, all the stations of the Washington Jewish Radio Network. All right, let's continue now with the second portion of this morning's program. More comedy. So here's the Capella Group, led by Henry Sapoznik, who is very instrumental in the rescuing and the restoration of Yiddish culture, especially the old Yiddish radio programs and all kinds of other stuff. He's all over the internet doing stuff to this very day. Back in the 80s, he had this klezmer group called Capella, and here they sing one of the great comedy songs of the Yiddish theater that was made popular by Nelly Kazman all the way back in 1922. Here's a Yiddish reworking of it, a famous song written by the Yiddish composer Reuben Doctor, a song about a dish that most people like to eat, a song called Chicken. Let's take a listen.
Was is gibar alle glach a chicken, oi oi a chicken. Geht ihr rafa simcha brief, es no nit kein Fleisch, kein Fisch, es chicken, es nor a chicken. Keinul wett ihr sich verklugen, drehen wett euch nit dem Mugen, und meinem Herzen wett euch keinmal trinken. Heartburn, liebe Menschenvolk, mein Freund, wollt ihr sein gesinnt und fein, es chicken. Es nor a chicken, chicken, es nor a chicken.
is a Michael, vos vet eich der zu bieten. A Pug, a Fisa, Stickel, Beilig, is Geschmack, vos jeder heilig. Chicken, oi oi a Chicken. Chicken, es nur a Chicken. Is a Michael, vos vet eich der zu bieten. Das Stickel Beilig ist Geschmack, was jeder fehlig. Zicken, goi, goi, ja, Chicken. A Chickens Leben ist nicht kring, fest jetzt lernen jedes Ding von Chicken. Eine Bach Chickens. Zu der Scheuchet in der Früh wird es bald a Frikassee von Chickens, a Topf von Chickens. Tracht jetzt von die Kinder sehr, Jussem lacht die Pizzeleier, die Mama baldert Delgats mit der Meier. A Carrot, liebe Menschen, hält auf zu, lass sie leben, es Tofu ne Chickens, oi es ne Chickens. Chickens, 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 Chickens. Zum Mäulem haben sollst du sie nicht schicken. Weil gesinnt sie seinen Gib, ob fahr die Chickens, nicht die Chickens. Oi, oi, die Chickens. Chickens, Chick, 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 erst mit, erst mit, erst mit Chickens. Mäulem haben sollst du sie nicht schicken. Hot Rachmon is up to spagel, lots of slapping, esta bagel chickens, oi oi ni chickens.
They recorded back in 1987, the Capella Group, and a song all about chicken that everybody enjoys, and it's a reworking of a song from the heyday of the Yiddish theater, originally recorded back in the early 20s by the great Nellie Kasman, and we played that original on the program, but there's a reworking by Henry Sapoznik and the Capella Group, and hope you enjoyed a little extra comedy. Well, let's continue now. Here is more Hasidic music. Here's Meir Sherman and something that you're supposed to say the very first thing when you open your eyes in the morning, Modeh Ani, a prayer thanking Hashem for restoring your soul. And this is not normally sung with a full orchestra and such a beautiful arrangement when you're trying to remember exactly where you are and get your eyes open, get the day started. But here's a nice version of it. Modeh Ani, Meir Sherman, recorded back in 1983.
Hai ve kahayo, ay moide ani lefonecho, ay melech hai ve kahayo, ay shef chazeta, bidish mosi vichem larabba emunosecho, moide ani lefonecho, ay melech hai ve kahayo, ay shef chazeta, bidish mosi vichem larabba emunosecho.
recorded back in 1983 there, Mayor Sherman and Modani, and it don't usually sound like that the first thing in the morning, but hope everybody enjoyed. Very nice version. Like I say, Mayor Sherman, one of my favorites from the 1980s. He released three or four recordings. Really, really fine singer, and I hope everybody enjoyed. Well, now we're going to enjoy Ben, who's here with his next selection.
All right, well, here is a really nice one. This one, one that is part of a running series that I have on this program, which is the actual good studio recordings of things that people attempt and sometimes very poorly execute to sing in life. This one, no different. This is the Vishamru from the Friday Night Service that was composed by Shlomo Carlebach that other people have not done such a great job. But this one, from a really nice album that you can find, you know, on Spotify and other places, called the Acapella Treasury Shabbos, that brings together all sorts of really great artists. This one, Yehuda Solomon with Carlebach's Vishamru.
I v'shamnu b'nei Yisroel es ha-shabos ha-ila
Shay, 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 shay
And there you had it. Yehuda Solomon in that one. Karl Bax Bashamru from the A Cappella Treasury Shabbos. And that one, a real, real nice
recording. Yes, that was done properly. You know, it's interesting to see a lot of his pieces are written in two octaves. And then when the people start, you know, too high, and then, you know, they realize they're about to go off the cliff. And then that's, you know, it's
they kind of, do follow a very similar compositional structure.
Yes. And you know, he wrote simple stuff, you know, to make sure that, you know, he wanted people to be able to sing it, remember it. And that was part of his appeal. So very nice, though, at that. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music here from the Wedding Blessings, Ode Yeshama, the group Romamu, recorded back in 1990.
Shoma behorei Yehuda ubechutzos Yerushalayim kol sov soine vevekoyle simcha kol chason vekohil kahalom.
Lai 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 la la la.
They recorded back in 1990 there, the group Romamu and Ode Yeshama from the Wedding Blessings. Well, again, we remind you, next portion of the program brought to you by Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents. Don't forget, Give them a call. They've been serving the Mid-Atlantic area for over the past 30 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica, doing it all remotely because of the pandemic. 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Well, this coming Wednesday will be Inauguration Day, and here in the nation's capital, from where this most fabulous program originates, things are kind of batten down around here. There's all kinds of troops downtown, and everything is, you know, to be made safe, and, you know, of course, we have to be safe, and that's the major thing. But it got me to thinking about the only time that a cantor was the singer at an inauguration. And this occurred at the inauguration of President Jimmy Carter back in 1976, which I actually went downtown and saw. I was in college at the time, and a bunch of us decided we would go downtown and watch and see the inauguration. Kenner Isaac Goodfriend, a survivor of the Holocaust, was a well-known chazan in the Atlanta area and was friendly with then-Governor Carter, and he was chosen to sing at the inauguration. So that was pretty cool with that. And a couple years later, he made this album, was sponsored by the Coca-Cola Company, also from Atlanta. Songs basically in Yiddish, songs of his childhood and the world that he came from, and all their American Yiddish standards as well. Here's one from the Yiddish theater. It was Du Willst Das Will Ich Auch. What you want, I want it too. Hear the late cantor Isaac Goodfriend, who passed away a few years ago. Hope you enjoy.
So schön, als du wirst sein mein Kreuz. Ich will dich teiere Tropfen auf mein Kopf. Wirst heilig sein bei mir, verspiegeln sich in dir. Du bist bei mir von Gott, der schönste Gott.
And they recorded back in 1977 an album produced by the Coca-Cola Company in Atlanta, and the only cantor to ever sing at a presidential inauguration, the late cantor Isaac Goodfriend,
cool.
survivor of the Holocaust and a fixture in the Atlanta Jewish community for many decades before he passed away a few years ago, and a song from the heyday of the Yiddish theater was Des Vil Ich Euch, What You Want, I Want It Too. So there you have it. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a real nice one. This from the Havdalah. Here is Shalshelis with Shlomo Katz and a version of Hine Kel Yeshuati.
וזין רסקה השם ביהי לי לישורה הנה כישוב עשי אבטח ולא יבחר כי עוזים וזין רסקה השם ביהי Shuah Ushe'avteh Ma'ayne Be'etzosay Mima'ayne Ha'yeshua Lashem Ha'yeshua Alamecha Bi'chosecha Se'am Ushe'avteh Ma'ayne Be'etzosay Ma'ayne ha'yeshua Lashem ha'yeshua Alamecha Bi'chasecha Sela Na 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 na
Oh,
Shalshelis in that one, featuring Shlomo Katz from the Havdalah, and that called Hinei Kel Yeshuati.
Excellent. Well, let's continue now. Here is the group Achim, the four Kielsen brothers, recorded back in 1992, and from the Shabbos Miris, B'Yom HaShabbos. Here is Achim. They recorded back in 1992. They're the group Achim, the four Kielsen brothers, and B'Yom HaShabbos from the Shabbos Miris. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, before we get into the next song, wanted to remind everybody about the best way to listen to the program, and that, of course, is via your favorite podcasting app. So whether that is iTunes and Apple or Spotify, that is the best way to listen to the program. You can like, download, subscribe, get all sorts of really great information, and all of the episodes go directly to your device. And what's awesome about that is you can then listen to it on demand. So you can take a listen to a few minutes of the program, maybe go inside somewhere, get a cup of coffee, come back out, and it's exactly where you left it. So make sure that you access Washington Jewish Radio via your favorite podcasting app. Now, with that in mind, here is a really nice recording. This one, Lev Tahor, and a version of Yedid Nefesh.
Na 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 nefesh o yov o vorachamon mishoich mishoich avdicho el ritzoyne
o yayav o yayayay yedid yedid nefesh o
And there you had it, Lev Tahor, with a nice version of Yedid Nefesh.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the late Jan Bart, great singer of Yiddish song, who was a fixture in Yiddish stage and screen and even film, passed away back in 1971. hear a Jewish folk song, Yiddish folk song called Unser Rebbe, Our Rebbe, and here's the late Jan Bart. They recorded back in 1965. The late Jan Bart, the stellar Yiddish tenor of the preceding generation, star of Yiddish stage and screen and film, and a song called Unser Rebbe, Our Rebbe, and I hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, we're going to continue now with a cantoral feature, and Ben and I are going to send out our best wishes for a Rafua Shlema, speedy recovery, to one of the leading Chazanim of the cantoral world today, Cantor Naftali Herstick. Now, his son, you may be familiar with, Cantor Nathaniel Herstick, who is the Chazan of the very prestigious Hampton Synagogue up in Long Island. Now, the Herstick family really are like the Kusevitzkis when it comes to the Israeli cantorate. Cantor Naftali Herstick, his brother Chaim Eliezer, and of course son Nathaniel, all very, very fine Chazanim. And Cantor Herstick has been a fixture in Israeli cantoral music since the 1970s. I even got a chance to see him once in concert back, I think it was about 1985. And I read that he has been ill and he's had some different treatments, and we hope that he will have a Refuah Shleima, a speedy recovery. So on this morning's Care Tour, we'll feature two very fine selections from the 1994 album. The first from the Daily Prayer Book, V'chulam Makablim Aleihem. Here is Cantor Naftali Herstik.
Kablim aleihem ol malchus shomayim ze Mekablim aleihem ol malchus shomayim ze
They recorded back in 1994, Cantor Naftali Herstik and V'chulam Makablim from the morning service on Shabbos and Yontif, talking about how the angels talk to each other about the greatness of Hashem and I hope you enjoyed it. We'll have another one after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with another selection by Canon Naftali Herstick. And we play his recordings this morning, wishing him a refuah shlema, a complete and speedy recovery. This is a little bit out of season, but great chazanus anyhow. Here is the Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of the Omer. Here is Canon Naftali Herstick. They recorded back in 1994 from a concert performance, Kenner Naftali Herstik and the Spheres HaOmer, and hope very much you enjoyed those two selections here on the Cantoral feature, and wishing him a refuah shlema, complete and speedy recovery. Well, we have time to wedge in one more. Here's Ben Zion Schenker, recorded back in 1971, Koltzhalov Arena. Let's take a listen.
Kaltzahalaverina, sin fosseinu asteraneina. Kaltzahalaverina, sin fosseinu asteraneina. Kaltzahalaverina, sin fosseinu asteraneina. Kaltzahalaverina, sin fosseinu asteraneina. Ayana ana Hashem, ayana Hashem, oishi yana. Ana ana Hashem, atlichana. Ayayayana ana Hashem, ayana Hashem, oishi yana. Ana ana Hashem, atlichana. Kaltzahalaverina, sin fosseinu asteraneina. 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 Oyana ana Hashem, oyana Hashem, oishi yana. Ana ana Hashem, haslichana. Oyoyoyana.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for this week, and it wraps up this edition of Washington Jewish Radio. This is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard, and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program, the best and finest in vintage and modern Jewish music that you can find anywhere around.
And this is Ben Shore thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of the program. So until then, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zagazint, Hotegedavach, have a great week. Thanks again for listening. Be with us again next week for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio. Until then, be well and have a great week.
Hoyana Hashem, oishi yana. Hana, hana Hashem, haslichana. Hayayaya,
hana, hana Hashem, hoyana Hashem, oishi yana. Hana, hana Hashem, haslichana. Hatzahana.
ostera meda.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.